A global corporation is ending its support of two major theaters in Boston, and a local businessman has stepped in. Car dealership magnate Ernie Bock Jr. announced today that he's purchased naming rights for the art center that includes Boston's Wang and Schubert Theaters. WBUR's Andrea Shea reports.
Come November 1st, there will be three new names in the Boston cultural landscape: the Schubert Theater at the Bock Center, the Wang Theater at the Bock Center, both of which will operate under the umbrella name The Bock Center. After unveiling a new red and white logo in the Wang's ornate marble lobby, Ernie Bock Jr. says he has a soft spot for this venue.
Back in the day, before the internet, before you could get tickets, before I had any connections, I used to sleep on the sidewalk in front of the ticket booth. It was common back then. It was the only way to get tickets.
Bock was getting tickets to see the rock band Deep Purple. The lanky, long-haired third-generation car mogul is a guitarist himself. But for him, this naming deal is much more than a nostalgia trip. 10 years ago, Bock created the Music Drives Us Foundation, a nonprofit that gives grants for music education. And he says he was attracted to the free community and outreach programs at the City Performing Arts Center.
If that part of the puzzle wasn't here, I don't know if I'd be doing it, because I don't know if it would have drawn me to it.
We both believe that creative arts of any kind can change people's lives.
That's Josiah Spaulding, CEO of the currently named City Performing Arts Center. Since 2006, he's been working with Citigroup, but last year, that global corporation announced it would end its sponsorship. Spaulding says he spoke with dozens of national and international corporations about buying the naming rights. In the end, he went local with the Bock.
And so if you could put together a successful business and put together that you have a family that's willing to give back and is local, and put someone together that has a foundation called Music Drives Us Foundation for 10 years, and we have our education program, you put all that in the mix, it was an obvious choice, right? So then it was my job to convince Ernie to do it, and we're thrilled that the Bock family has done it.
Terms of the deal haven't been disclosed, but the new partners are calling it one that's significant, multi-year, long-term, and costs more than a buck. This comes after a tumultuous year in Boston's performing arts scene. The Boston Lyric Opera Company left the Schubert, and the futures of the Huntington and Colonial Theaters were uncertain. Ernie Bock Jr. hopes this is a shot in the arm.
I think the collaboration will revitalize a situation that Boston needs. The arts, they're flourishing, but they could be better.
For 90.9 WBUR and The Artery, I'm Andrea Shea.